Annunciation, the rhetorical swimmer. Annunciation continues in the Libyan desert, the letter begins. It continues in order to solidify time. Imagine the size of the Sahara as an enormous pool. Visualize the various types of swimmers in the linear now, the monochromic cave in which Heidegger hiding while a storm's raging outside compares the act of swimming to the paradox of writing. Examine the staff at the pool, the instructors, the objects painted into words, inhabiting liquefied space, the industry of clothing the body in water, their rapid alterations from bathing suit to frogman's costume, from silky skin to nudity. The speed of metamorphoses of the body in motion, the race of the thinking metaphor, as if we had been improvising writing all along and presented the poem as slip of the tongue, ex abrupto, an involuntary lapse, language ad absurdum. In the work, kneeling, rhythm, the wandering flaneur flows freely without punctuation, sans full stops. It flows as artless metaphor, always already morphing into another shell, a morphology which opposes premeditation or destination. No etymology can reveal the origin of word. So far, history failed to find the absolute thought, a history full of dead tropes and fish. Have you thought of this before? To be able to speak of swimming, one must unspeak the original text, conquer cultural cyclops underwater, undo Odysseus' amnesia, erase Beowulf's psyche, O gullible Gilgamesh, curious Kalevala, the big bubble of Babel, the polyglot water globe sans love. Anthropology, a rhythmic rhythm of the surviving universal self sans sadness. History, figura etymologica, with other words, the amphora body, the swimmer in which blood turns into bone. Archaeology, the swimmer's slim figurine into dead language, solid metaphora. One must resist and end by this resistance. One must go with the necessary flow. The writing body, the semi-absent, the figuratively dead pen, the elastic eye with fine physique and soft weight in water motions towards being. Did you know that Nicholas Winman is the first one to write about the hazards of drowning? Passages in the Latin Columbetes suggest that one should use air-filled cow bladder to stay in the surface of the water and imitate animals, or Jean-Jacques, or Crusoe, or Tarzan, to be able to swim to and fro in the enclosed garden in order to survive on the page. And despite it all, the poem flows with a flow. But how should we break out a revolution in the writing space when the soul, the script, is stuck between time's invisible margins? How to find a new language we could speak with everyone and everywhere? How can the soul sans soul, the anchor, save the body from drowning? At the bottom of the pool, an old language invents time. Original language announces its origin. The daring thought that dares you dive down the bottom of the pool covered with dry leaves, human hair and skin, and return with nothing but a handful of dry leaves, human hair and skin. Oh, rhetorical reader, live a good life, sing a long song, die a quiet death.